So much of the 2020 campaign has been waged online, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Google, which owns YouTube. In the run-up to Election Day, each of them have tightened their rules about what's okay on their sites. Today, their CEOs defended those decisions to a skeptical Senate committee. NPR's Shannon Bond has been following along and joins us now. And Shannon, we should note Facebook and Google are among NPR's financial supporters. You know, a hearing like this would normally be a big show with all the top tech CEOs on Capitol Hill in the age of coronavirus. What was the scene, so to speak?
Well, the CEOs and many lawmakers appeared by video, but it did still have some of the fireworks you might expect, like this from Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear?
And, Bobby, let me just paint the picture here. So Cruz is on video. So is the guy he's yelling at. That's Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, who is this eccentric guy with a beard that's gotten really long during the pandemic. Dorsey's known for being really into meditation. He remained very calm throughout the hearing, despite what you just heard. We also heard today from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Google's Sundar Pichai, and it was Pichai's first appearance since the Justice Department hit Google with a big lawsuit last week. But the focus today was really on Twitter and Facebook.
What was the policy focus?
Well, it was supposed to be about how these companies handle online speech. The ostensible topic was this decades-old law known as Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And put simply, it says online platforms cannot be held responsible for what people post on them, no matter how damaging or offensive. But lately, there's been this emerging bipartisan consensus to rethink the law, but for very different reasons. Democrats are concerned about the spread of hate speech and misinformation, while Republicans are worried about censorship.
Now, what did you hear in the way of actual change or ideas for reform?
Not a whole lot, frankly. For many of these Republican lawmakers, this hearing was much more about scoring points than substance. But the people who did talk about reform were the CEOs. They warned that getting rid of this law would mean their companies would probably have to take a much heavier hand when it comes to taking down content. And that's the opposite of what Republican lawmakers want. Senators spent a lot of time today asking why the platforms have put labels warning that some of President Trump's posts are misleading, but have not done the same with posts from other world leaders.
And did the CEOs have response to that?
Well, they say their policies aren't politically motivated. So here's what Jack Dorsey said when he was asked about a tweet from the president claiming falsely that mail-in ballots are vulnerable to fraud.
We saw the confusion it might encourage, and we labeled it accordingly. And the goal with our labeling...
You're speaking of the president's tweet.
Yes.
And Dorsey here, he drew a distinction between this case. So he said here, President Trump was saying something that really could do harm to his own people. And, you know, as opposed to other world leader statements, you know, against adversaries, Dorsey described those as being much more about saber rattling.
Why is this happening now? I mean, so close to the election.
Well, that is a good question, and it's a question that some Democrats had themselves of the Republican colleagues who called this hearing. You know, they said the Republicans were really politicizing an issue that shouldn't be partisan. But, you know, Republicans have raised again and again these complaints about bias, even though they're not supported by any systemic evidence. And they clearly wanted to give these complaints an airing before the election. And so here we are.
That's NPR's Shannon Bond. Thanks for following this for us.
Thanks, Adi.